I was reading the other day about how one of the most popular shows in reruns, even after 30 and 40 years, is a show called The Waltons, which is about a family that lives in the Virginia Hill Country, and it sort of just documents their day-to-day life. It's very simple, and it's kind of predictable, sometimes campy, even corny, not unlike my day-to-day life with Father Saunders. But truly, it's one of those shows that I enjoy because it has a glimpse into something that we all kind of long for, and that is the joy of a supportive family. And whether we have experienced that ourselves, and then we are able to see that resonate with us, or we never really experienced it in our own lives and we long for it, and so that gives us a glimpse into what life can be like, today's gospel is all about joining the family of God. There's sort of three parts to it. First, Jesus is doing good work, driving out demons, healing the sick. But those who are jealous of him say he does it by the power of Satan. And Jesus says something very curious. He says that any other sin can be forgiven, but not this sin, not the sin of blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. Which kind of jars us because we've always been told that no matter what we do, God will forgive us. That there's no sin that is unforgivable. So what's different about this sin? Well, it's simply this, that our ability to ask for forgiveness comes through the Holy Spirit. It is the prevenient grace of God, the grace that comes before, that allows us to repent from serious sin. The Holy Spirit moves within us, and that's what leads us to repentance. But if we reject the Holy Spirit, if we blaspheme the Holy Spirit and remain stuck in that sin, then we don't have the grace of the Holy Spirit possible in our lives to bring us to repentance. Truly, the only sin that is not forgiven is the one that's never repented of. So to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, to drive him out of our life, then prevents us from being able to ask for forgiveness. Thus, the sin remains unforgiven. And he gives us that as a warning, because the opposite of that is to accept the Holy Spirit into our lives and to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our day-to-day, to bring us closer day by day to God. And when we do that, we come into his family. We have the third part of this gospel, which is the mother of Jesus, Mary, and his brothers, who, of course, were his cousins, because the word brother and sister encompassed anybody that was within the family. So we know that these are the cousins of Jesus, his brothers and sisters, and his mother. And Jesus seems to put them down, because they said, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside waiting for you. And Jesus says, who are my brothers and sisters and mother? Those who hear my word and do the will of the Father. Well, who better did this than the Blessed Mother? We just celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Heart. And in that gospel, we saw that Mary took everything that she experienced in the life of Christ and pondered it in her heart. With the help of the Holy Spirit, who really dwelt within Mary, she was able to come to know perfectly the will of God and to do it. So there is nobody who is more his mother than Mary. What he's doing is raising it, saying that she's not just my mother because she physically gave birth to me, but because she is that first and greatest disciple. And the same for those brothers and sisters. So then it tells us that if we really want to be a part of the family of God, then we ourselves have to listen to the word of Christ and do his will. Whatever our own natural family situation feels like, we have access to the perfect family, the family of God. And not only with Christ and our Blessed Mother and all the saints who have gone before, but with each other. That as we continue to do the will of God, as we continue to let the Holy Spirit work within us, we become more bound together within our families, within our community, and most of all within our church. And not only with each other then, but with all those who have gone before, the communion of saints, that cloud of witnesses. So if we really wish to have access to the perfect family life, it's very simple. Jesus is giving each of us an invitation today to hear his word and to act on it, and in that way to become his brother, his sister, his mother.